You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
There are very strange things happening in the studio this morning. Chris Whittingham tried a butterfinger for the first time. People are lashing out in all directions. Mike thought I was patronizing him about the Hurricanes in the local hour. I was not. Weird things are happening. I blame the AFC. I do. The AFC has everyone so confused that no one knows what to do this morning. Mike Ryan and I were just trying to figure out who is the best team in the AFC. We thought it was Tennessee. Tennessee has very, very good victories against the Chiefs when we thought the Chiefs were a Super Bowl team. I think they've beaten Seattle. And Tennessee has another big victory on its schedule. Tennessee also beat the Buffalo Bills. So they have three big wins on their schedule. But now perhaps the best player in the NFL, according to Adam Schefter, is out for the year. And that is Derrick Henry.
Potentially. Yeah. Derrick Henry suffered. Here's a tweet from Adam Schefter.
Okay.
Derrick Henry suffered a potentially season-ending foot injury during Sunday's 34-31 win over in Indianapolis. Henry is undergoing an MRI today to determine the full extent of the damage. Derrick Henry, for those that were following the red zone yesterday, was spotted on the sideline with his shoe off being checked out by the staff. Derrick Henry then ran 27 more times after that. So I think potentially
six fantasy points, though.
Yeah, I think potentially is an important.
That's all that matters, Jess.
Potentially is an important word here. But if Derrick Henry is out for an extended period of time, or as Schefter has outlined, potentially season ending.
Right.
We're all writing off the Titans, right?
Why would you not? I mean, how could you not?
He's what makes them special.
Yes.
Well, now, they have really good skill positions in Julio Jones and A.J. Brown, but they're all that made that much better by Derrick Henry salting games away.
So the Bengals were last week's best team in the AFC. The Titans were going to be this week's best team in the AFC. But if they lose Derrick Henry, you cannot anoint them the best team in the AFC. I'm not certain who the best team in the AFC is now. If Derrick Henry is out, it might be the Buffalo Bills.
Who have a home loss to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And a loss to Tennessee.
It could be the Raiders, but no one trusts the Las Vegas Raiders. Nobody.
If you're a Bills team, you get scared by the Tennessee Titans. Over the last two seasons, the Tennessee Titans have shown you they're a matchup problem for you. You receive that news right now, and if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, this is your moment.
Yeah.
This is your AFC. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are struggling. I'm sure they'll have a get-right game against New York tonight on Monday Night Football. At least that's the expectation. They're a double-digit favorite. But it's there for the taking for the Buffalo Bills right now.
It is. But you still have the Ravens, who are good. I still think the Bengals, despite a disastrous loss to the New York Jets yesterday, are still a very good football team. I love Whittingham. Like, an angry Whittingham is still adorable, but he is lashing out in all directions lately. He has taken out the Dolphins, and he just took out Ryan Tannehill right before we came on air here. What is your beef with Tannehill? He's been a very good quarterback since he left the Dolphins.
Well, so it's that, right? We had him for 7 years. I got tired of the experience.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm a Dolphins fan. I get to say we.
No cheering so, in the press box.
So we had him for 7 years, and he, you know, was maddeningly inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And goes to the Titans, takes him to the AFC Championship, and people are talking Tannehill this and Tannehill that. And for me, it's purely a function of Derrick Henry. And so let's see. He's played in one game for the Titans since he arrived without Derrick Henry. It was a home defeat to the Saints. Although he was very good in the game, he threw for 272 yards and 3 touchdowns.
I should don't worry about the facts. Though.
No, I mean,
I carried a lot of weight.
Don't
worry about that. He said that fast. He really tried to sneak that one by us.
It was like the line at the end of like a commercial.
I could have just said he lost.
Well, you think they're done now, and you think Ryan Tannehill of Miami is going to show up?
Wow.
I mean, they do have very good receivers. I mean, AJ Brown and Julio Jones are massive men. Yeah.
They won without Julio.
They are massive.
And we keep citing that weird Jets loss. They lost that game to the Jets without A.J. Brown or Julio Jones. Part of the reason why
I think why he's frustrated is because with the Dolphins right now, we are in another Tannehill-like situation where we just have this guy that it's like he's fine, he's not bad, he's not good, he's just a guy. And that's why I think this is you're taking out the two of frustrations on Tannehill.
I could see what's happening right now with the Dolphin fans. It's happened to me as a Canes fan. It's just like, you picked this year to be bad again when the coastal's wide open. This is the AFC that I always envisioned would happen when Manning and Brady were gone. Just wide open. One week you're charting your path to the Super Bowl, the next week you're out of the in the hunt graphic.
Yes.
It's nuts. And yet the Dolphins are so inconsequential to everything that's going on right now. Up, when it's super fun.
They're worse than the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, the Colts are sitting at 3-5 and feel like they're back alive in the division right now.
Right.
I don't know, man. If I had Carson Wentz as my quarterback, I wouldn't think I was alive in anything.
Well, last night we closed that division. Remember? We said it was a wrap last night. We did not know that Derrick Henry was injured, though.
I'd like to revise my pick if that's the case. I honestly named 5 teams in the NFL in my power rankings, best teams,
right,
before I get to an AFC team. I'd put Bills at 6.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Look, you have 5 NFC teams.
The NFC
teams.
Is so great.
Do you have 7?
Name all the great teams in the NFL. I go Packers. Wow. I go Cardinals.
Cowboys.
I go Cowboys. Bucks.
Rams.
Rams.
Saints, maybe.
Saints. I put Saints and Bills like in that same class.
No, I mean,
if they play head-to-head, I'm going to go, especially when you consider they may be playing with Trevor Siemian the rest of the season, I'm going to go Bills over Saints. Saints
or worse, Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Saints have a very good, impressive win over the Packers, which is very confusing.
I would say the Saints, I can't believe I'm saying this, in terms of having the two most impressive wins of the season, I would say it's the Saints, right? They beat the Packers, they beat the Bucks, and the New York Jets. I can't believe I'm saying it.
You're saying yesterday's game against the Bengals?
And they beat the Titans.
The Bengals are going to be a young team.
The Bengals
team
were the one seed in the AFC headed into the weekend.
But we just showed you that it doesn't matter.
Right.
One seed, week 7, doesn't matter in the AFC.
I'm just making
everybody's within 2 games of
each
other.
I'm just making a point that the AFC is crazy in football. Just football happens,
I would
Mike.
Say Pittsburgh probably has, on the balance of the season,
Pittsburgh's
the second
in the
most
mix.
Impressive win this season.
They beat
season.
The Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, week
the defense
one.
Is good.
We can't do this with Pittsburgh.
What do you mean?
Their defense.
What do you mean?
Their defense is top 5.
What can't?
Yeah, no, they have a great defense.
Najee Harris is amazing.
Hold on, what are we doing that we can't do, Woody?
You can't trust Ben Roethlisberger in a big spot.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
They're proving that you don't have to.
It's going to come down at some point to Ben Roethlisberger has to make a play.
Yeah.
He can make a play.
You don't trust
he's got one more play in him.
He's got one. To put it on the poll, does Ben Roethlisberger have one more play in him?
Yeah, he does.
I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they could definitely make the playoffs, which I did not think when they were on that 3-game losing streak.
You look at the AFC, and maybe Kansas City is the variable here, because I think everybody here just doesn't want them in the tournament, because if they find their way in there, you're going to trust them more than any other team. They'll probably be favored, even if they're a 7 seed, to win the AFC, because they have the proven commodities that you trust. You've seen it before. But any team in that AFC lining up, doesn't matter where the game is, against Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is going to have a decent chance of winning that game just because their defense, when healthy, is excellent. And when we were making fun of Ben Roethlisberger this season, and he had plenty of bad moments, heck, he got away with one yesterday against Cleveland. That might have changed the game if they didn't drop it.
A couple,
but
actually.
When they were struggling, their defense wasn't healthy. When that defense is healthy, Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, they are a wrecking ball. it's very hard to move the ball against that team. And in this year, in this AFC, as good a shot as anybody right now.
What are we doing with the Raiders, who are sitting at 5-2 and played very well? We just don't trust them.
We don't know.
The Chargers are a weird team. The Patriots are hanging around. Everyone in the AFC, with the exception of the Dolphins and the Jets, appear, and the Texans and the Jaguars. Four teams are out of it. Everyone else is in. I mean, it's opened up. It's crazy. I mean, the Colts are in it. Mike's right.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
The Colts are in it.
No, they are.
Yeah, it's when you take into account if Tennessee, the division's alive.
I mean, you don't think Tennessee can go 4-5 the rest of the year? If they finish 10-7, well, I don't think the Colts are catching them.
You're anti-Tannehill. Do you think they can go 4-5 the rest of the year?
I do. With those receivers, I think they have enough to get to 4-5 for the rest of the year. I don't. I think their chances of winning the Super Bowl or doing anything in the playoffs are Henry dependent. Which I do think we should spend a moment on just how much Derrick Henry has been worked these last couple of years.
It finally caught up to him.
Yeah.
He's got just from your information while you work out this take. The next two games the Titans have without Derrick Henry, it would seem, Rams and Saints. Colts could make up the difference right there.
Couple of L's. Yep.
Yeah. Well, the Colts are facing Mike White on Thursday Night Football, so
careful
making them 4-5.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want a nice little long shot,
well, and also, I mean,
Colts win that division.
Colts next to home with the Jets, home with the Jags.
Right.
They better be 5-5 at the end of that run.
They were one left-handed pass away from beating the Titans yesterday also.
Left-handed.
How do you do that? Why do you do that?
That's the quarterback you want me to trust to make up a three-game difference? The guy who throws a left-handed pass?
People were trying to claim, right? We discussed this last night, that was a better move than taking a safety. Because you don't get the ball back. Like he was Carson Wentz was processing that the moment. Hey, I'm going to throw with a pick six with my left hand in a big spot.
To get the ball back. With better field position.
Those are the best of my bad options.
And they went to overtime, so it worked out. Somehow the left-handed interception was the best play that could have happened there.
What was the weird juke that he did right before that, too? Where he tried to fake out the defender and throw the ball at the ground, but not, and then he switched hands. And then
he did that thing where he threw a dangerous shovel pass in overtime, where it was an inch away from being intercepted. It's like, you're really going to do this again, Carson? Yes.
Yeah. He's dangerous.
Like the confidence.
Wentz is dangerous, man. But he also, as I said last night, has certain times where he steps into a throw and looks like the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Never once for me.
I don't think that's the case.
Never said that once.
I've said it.
Never said Carson Wentz.
How many quarterbacks have you really done that with? This is the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Just when he gets full time and he's able to step into a throw and unleash it, Carson Wentz, just those times, looks like at times he could be the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. And if you're asking me how many other guys have I done it with, I'll have to think about it for a second because I've definitely done it before.
Mike White, huh?
And Joe Flacco is another guy. If he steps into a pass back in the day, in his prime, if Flacco stepped into one and threw it 50 yards to Lee Evans, I mean, he looked like the greatest quarterback ever. He did.
Especially that throw in that playoff game that they should have lost to Denver. The pass that should have been intercepted.
Yeah.
But there are times when given the time and he could step into a throw. Mike, you keep looking at standings. And
I'm doing that to win. That's a loss in my head right now for the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
Don't do it in your head. Let's do it right now.
Mike and the dog, win loss.
Yeah, come on now.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's get the Titans.
You get the Titans, I'll do the Colts.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
And finally, police in Lathrop, California say a suspected shoplifter drank an entire six-pack of beer inside a Target dressing room. Officers say that the woman took her cart and a six-pack of Stella Artois.
Stugatz.
Oh, man.
How do you pronounce that? I just call them Stellas.
Roy, what did I say?
Give me a Stella in that nice little Stella glass. That's what I said.
Roy, what did I say right before he read that?
Let's see if he gets the name right.
How you say it?
Stella Artois.
But most people just say Stella.
Yeah, give me
I feel
a Stella.
Like that was a trick.
Give me a Stella Tortit.
You asked me for a Stella Artois. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay, very good.
Artois.
All right.
Give me a Stella.
This is the Don Libertar Show with the Stugatz.
We'll operate under the assumption that Derrick Henry is out for the year.
Do you want me to read the schedule so you can just go win-loss?
Sunday Night Football, which was looking so good for NBC. Their next game, Tennessee, November 7th. Sunday Night Football at the Rams. That's a loss.
That's a loss, dog.
Then they're at home November 14th against the New Orleans Saints. Now, this could be against Taysom Hill. It could be against Drew Brees. Yeah. It could be against Phillip Rivers. We don't know who's
Trevor Siemian.
Probably Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian.
It could be Cam Newton.
Could be Ian
Book. How about that?
Could be. Gardner Minshew?
Oh, wow.
Nah, that's too far. Yeah.
Where did you sit on the Gardner Minshew appearance yesterday? Because
we know my take about Jacoby Brissett's loose sleeves. He had cut open sleeves. He was going for like a Victorian look.
Sexy quarterback for Halloween.
Huh. Wow.
All right.
Showing some skin.
Should we do the hypothetical?
Close 2013, though.
Do the Titans lose at home to the Saints if it's Phillip Rivers at quarterback for the Saints?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Do they lose if it's Trevor Siemian?
Now we've got a close game.
All right.
They beat the Bucs last night.
What if it's Cam Newton?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Titans.
Okay,
wow, it's Phillip, the Saints.
If it's Phillip Rivers, not enough was made of that last night, I think. And Drew Brees kind of played it off when they asked Drew Brees, "Hey, have you been called?" But if Jameis Winston's out for the year, New Orleans have a very good team. That's a Super Bowl contender.
Yes.
They're a quarterback away.
I would trade for a backup if I were them. I would not go bring in Phil. Like, Phillip Rivers was cooked last year.
You'd stay with Trevor Siemian?
Phillip Rivers, I think, would be
I would go. I would go call the Jets and be like, hey, fifth round pick for Mike White. What do you think?
The Jets aren't giving up Mike White.
You can't give up Mike White.
You want to trade for Mike White after one game?
They might give up Zach Wilson. I mean...
Flacco. Get your sixth round pick back.
I was actually trying to work out who did the Saints acquire. Teddy Bridgewater's familiar with that system, but Denver needs him.
Yeah.
They're not gonna go, they're not gonna turn a Drew Lock. They're not gonna trade their starting quarterback.
Mike, who's the first call you make? If
Brees,
indeed you're that's,
who I think is
that's
washed.
The guy.
Right? I think is washed, but I think Drew Brees
knows the
that
offense,
season 10
obviously.
Last year was right. probably an upgrade. Trevor Siemian does this. He'll get you excited. That
yes,
was a very
will.
Good performance from Trevor Siemian.
They're gonna have a week to prepare really for Trevor Siemian. See how it looks next week. Okay.
He was really bad towards the end.
And call Chicago for Andy Dalton?
That's a really good idea.
Ooh,
wow.
Or Nick Foles.
Or, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
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 Yeah.
What a great game this is.
It's kind of
who do the Saints call?
That none of us are like, well, just play your highest paid quarterback, Taysom Hill. But we're like, no, that's not an option. That's not an option. All right, Titans beat the Texans.
Yeah.
Although if it's Tyrod Taylor.
If it's Tyrod Taylor.
Wow, risky. Tyrod Taylor.
Who's supposed to be coming back against the Dolphins.
Ooh.
I know a lot of people are putting that one in the left column this week, but Tyrod Taylor's coming back.
Dolphins are 7-point favorites. Sorry, I kind of like the Texans.
Yeah. If you're the Saints, do you see what you can, you know, what it will cost to get Tyrod Taylor, though?
Yeah. you know what? If I'm the Saints,
Rats?
I'd call. If
Rats?
I'm the Saints, I'd call because the Texans probably wouldn't mind going 1-16.
They don't care.
They got to make a move.
I, you know what? That's a great shout.
Thank you.
There you go.
Call Tyrod Taylor.
Right. I think the Titans probably also have to make a move, too. And you don't see that for a running back, but...
Wait, so Mike, did the Titans...
Pick up the phone. Houston's got a million of them. Just call Houston. Say, we'll give you a six for Philip Lindsay or something.
Did the Titans beat the Texans with Tyrod Taylor?
I don't know. I don't...
It might be worth trading for him then.
In a game and a half this season.
I have Cam Newton like laying down watching football on his couch yesterday, and then just like when that injury happens, he's shooting a little text to his
perked
agent.
Perked up, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go Cam Newton just because kind of have Taysom Hill already. And I think that's similar. Might as well keep the person that's familiar with the system. And then at the road on the Patriots, and this is really what I want to talk
Patriots
about.
Patriots are good.
To me, the story in the AFC, outside of this injury that's breaking news with Derrick Henry, is you thought they were done, the Patriots and the Steelers, and here they are again in the mix. That's a super impressive win.
Dynasties never die.
For Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots to win at Los Angeles, who look like a very different team since Chris Cody became a fan of theirs. Which is an awful team since he came aboard.
Really, and it's not just the team. Herbert has looked bad in the two games.
Yeah, he's been terrible.
Are we looking at a potential Patriots-Bucks Super Bowl?
Wow. That would be amazing.
Who would you root for? Who would we all root for
in
that
game? We all win.
Brady.
I would root for like a Bane scenario where the ground opens up and everyone falls
in. Yeah, I'm not watching that Super Bowl.
Tragic.
I'm out.
But no one gets hurt. There's just no game.
I can't believe the Patriots simply just waited, and they appear to have gotten the best rookie quarterback in the class. Or maybe, well, I was going to say it's Mike White, but he's not a rookie. He's been in the league for a couple of years.
He's so reactionary right now.
Now, Mac Jones has some throws where you think this is the greatest quarterback in the history of football.
when he steps into it.
Yeah.
You're doing that? I thought Justin Fields looked kind of good yesterday, too.
He looked great. He did. Yeah. You look good.
We're probably going to have to be patient with this year's quarterback class. No? We don't want to do that?
No, you don't want to be patient. No. Don't worry about that.
I feel like Bears fans have to feel better today than they did before, even though they lost.
They feel
lost,
much better.
But you have that one play, and you're like, all right, we're good.
You're just trying to figure out if you have a quarterback, and that's so. I think the Bears kind of feel, Bears fans feel like, hey, we might have a guy.
I think Andy Dalton could have done that play.
No. Right.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That play doesn't happen if Nagy's.
Put it on the
poll.
Could Andy Dalton have done that? There's absolutely no way. Mike, no, this is how the quarterback position works. I am two victories away. Mike White having that performance two times more with two victories, and I will bail on Zach Wilson so quickly. That's what we do. That's what you do as a fan. You know, if Mike White has two more performances like that and the Jets win, you cannot go back to Zach Wilson. I can't believe I found a quarterback. I mean, this is exciting. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I have no idea who he is. I mean, it's amazing. I have a quarterback.
Your Mac Jones take might prove to be right, but we thought they were done. Yeah. We thought we had them dead and buried.
Yeah.
And they're freaking back again.
Yes, they
just
are.
Just like the Steelers.
Yeah.
I thought they were gone. I didn't think I had to worry about them anymore. Why won't you just die, Patriots? Why won't you just die, Steelers?
Honestly, I don't hate the Patriots as much now that Brady's gone.
Yeah. I hate them more.
Yeah, really?
Really?
I still
hate them. When
Mac Jones burst onto the scene with that strut on the draft, I was just like, I don't like him.
I like Brady now. Am I the only one doing this?
That's the weird thing about
Brady. That's the weird thing about
Brady. Brady is the best.
Yeah. I love Bucks Brady.
Yeah, you like Brady and you don't hate the Patriots.
No, I
don't know what it is.
Together
they were like this evil force, but separate, you're like,
I find myself rooting against Belichick.
Really?
I hate both. I just hate them less.
I want him to be exposed as a fraud. I want him to just lose all the games and then be like, you were nothing without Brady. I don't know why. I'm doing
Did
this.
You see him talking at his daughter's wedding? What a nice guy.
Are you thinking about becoming a Bucks fan? I mean, are you thinking about it?
Yes, please.
Wow.
I do need it. I need an NFC team.
The quick drive up there.
Just this week, can you become a Bengals fan, please? Please be a Bengals fan.
Ja'Marr Chase does look good. That's the annoying thing about being a Dolphins fan is like, you think Tua is decent?
Though.
Boom, there's better younger guys. Oh, you think Jalen Waddle's okay? Boom, there's like seven better younger receivers. Yeah. It's like the Dolphins just draft guys that turn out to be, he's fine.
The common denominator in all of that is the Dolphins, though.
Yeah. They're really bad.
Man, when we drafted Jalen Waddle, though, I was like, he's going to be Tyreek.
Yeah, right.
I know. We got a Tyreek Hill.
I
was a Dolphins fan then.
You had 10 wins last year. I mean, it's turned.
It's a weird league, man.
It is.
That's the explanation.
No, Chris,
it's a
weird league.
The Dolphins could very easily be, 3-5 right now? And then all of a sudden, we're saying they're still in the hunt.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
there are a couple plays here or there.
They're a couple, a game of inches.
So
no, a couple bounces.
Woody, how can you say it's not a strange league? The Jets beat the Bengals with their backup quarterback.
Individual results are weird. The Dolphins being bad is not weird. It's perfectly explainable.
So 10 wins last, was that weird? That was the weird thing?
Was that weird?
Yeah.
What was weird?
I think this is probably closer to what the Dolphins are than what last year was.
Don't sell Mike White short, by the way, Stugatz. Remember a backup quarterback that came in last year?
Yeah.
Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First round pick.
I like Mike White because he's from the Pembroke Pines.
I'm confused. He went to a high school that's called something university. How can a high school be a university?
University school.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to
university
Nova?
School.
Well, did he go to Nova?
It's Nova. It's attached to Nova.
Yeah, okay. You get a bachelor's degree when you graduate?
I had a friend that did this with Miami-Dade College while he went to high. They had a high school program and he got some college credits while he was there.
Yeah.
My wife teached there. Perhaps she was Mike White's teacher at some point.
Well, she probably taught there, so you probably didn't go there.
Oh, yeah. Always there for me. Jerk. Why am I lashing out at you? It's basic English.
What did your wife teach?
I should know how to speak it. She was a teacher back in the day. Before I met her.
Of what?
How long? That sounds legit. Yeah, that sounds like a thing. That's real.
Elementary school.
That's high school.
Whatever.
It's a university.
There's an elementary school there as well. I mean,
so you can go to eighth grade at a university in Florida.
Yes. Yeah.
South Florida confuses me, man.
It's a weird place.
Do you guys have any like celebrities that have the same name as somebody that you know in your life?
Ooh, yeah, Will Smith.
You know Will Smith?
No.
Oh.
Well, I was just trying to support you and play the game.
My high school baseball coach's name was Mike White. Well, his name is still that. He's still with us.
Oh, thank God.
Right.
This is what we call the least interesting nugget of the week. Let's all go around the room.
It's a very great Cody nugget.
I just can't, every time you guys say Mike White, I think of my high school baseball coach. So that's
okay.
You
know.
Is Mike White famous?
And that,
he is today.
You can make the argument my high school coach was more famous than...
Get him on the phone.
You cannot make that argument.
Mike White, the hero from last night.
Yeah, let's call Coach Mike White.
Cody, are they related? He's from Pembroke Pines.
Wow. I kind of looked it up when I heard that guy was from down here, but that would be so weird if like my 58-year-old baseball coach was leading the Jets. But no, it's not the same guy, and they're not related.
Can I just tell you guys why I have some hope? And no, it's not Justin Herbert coming off the bench last year, Billy, but thank you for your support.
Just trying to help
everybody. Just Kurt Warner's, you know, the Kurt Warner's of the world. And, you know, Dak Prescott was taken in the fourth round of the draft, I think, and Brady was taken in the sixth. And, you know, you never know where you're going to find a quarterback. It's
you think you might find it.
First round, Zach Wilson. Man.
Come on, let's see him do it one more time.
Diamond in the rough.
Mike, that was a very good defense who had a full week to prepare for Mike White. Yeah. And he did that. He had the first 400-yard passing game since 2000 for the Jets.
And if he doesn't do well on Thursday night, it's because it was a short week. It's the next game against the Dolphins. The Bills.
So I got a game in the bank is what you're saying.
Corey Davis was out too, right, for the Jets? So he did that without his number one wide receiver.
He was out. Mm. Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Well, something. All right, let me see one more game from Mike White.
But not Thursday's game.
Yeah,
sure. We're throwing that away, short week?
Yeah, short week.
On the road.
Gotta learn the playbook, you know.
Yeah, throwing it away. Are you done with the Titans' schedule?
I feel bad
because Chris still needs to get to the Colts.
to kind of reduce it for the Titans. Yeah. They still have four games left: two against the Texans, home with the Jags, and home with the Dolphins.
I mean,
they're probably getting to 10.
Yeah, there you go.
At least
it's not exactly like Aaron Rodgers going down, and you know your season's over. But in terms of non-quarterback, he was more important to his team than any other player. Non-quarterback division. He's run the ball
217 times in 8 games.
Everything they do, their passing game is predicated on what Derrick Henry does on the ground. Everything they do, even their defensive approach, it all revolves around what Derrick Henry does, which is something that no one else does. And this is really good for my Nick Chubb leading the NFL prop.
But Mike, talking about his value, you can make the argument that Henry's as valuable to his team as any quarterback is to their team. Of course you could.
I know Rex Ryan did.
Everything's predicated around him.
Rex Ryan said on Get Up, there's no player that's more important to his team than Derrick Henry. I think that's a little television that Rex Ryan's doing. Their quarterback, so if Patrick Mahomes is gone from the Chiefs, they don't got a shot in hell. But if Lamar Jackson's gone from the Ravens, I don't think they have a shot either. But Derrick Henry, non-quarterback division, the most important offensive weapon. And Tennessee, who has got to feel pretty good about themselves when they beat Buffalo, they match up well against pretty much every other team in that AFC.
They beat the Bills, they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Seahawks.
They're done if he's gone.
It's crazy.
That stinks for them.
But it opens up the AFC.
And so many injuries.
For a lot of people.
Even the teams that are performing well
have
survived injuries. What the Ravens have done, they're a mash unit on that offensive line. Their running back room is, they had to bring in Devonta Freeman. Everybody that is in their running back room was a free agent on Madden to start the year.
Mike, I don't know what to do with Baker Mayfield and the Browns. Like, that was... There were a couple of shocking outcomes yesterday. That was a shocking outcome.
You were shocked by that?
The Steelers winning in Ohio? That shouldn't shock anyone.
We spent half a season making
fun. 3-point spread.
I understand, and it's Tomlin coming off a bye week, and he's great off a bye week.
Yeah, and
he's just a great coach.
Super hurt.
I think people were surprised by the outcome. It was Cleveland at home. Miles Garrett wears that awesome costume with a cape, and Jess pointed out correctly last night that if you're going to wear that thing, you have to win the game.
Yep.
You do.
100%.
But I don't know what you do with Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham. You have the trade deadline tomorrow. I don't know if Odell will be in Cleveland tomorrow. And I'm not certain what you do with Baker Mayfield in terms, just from a contractual standpoint. I don't know how you handle that situation if you're the Browns.
Well, they didn't give him the contract over last summer, and he played really well to end last season. Baker Mayfield is going to be a diluted version of himself for the rest of the season with a broken shoulder.
He
played quarterback with a broken shoulder yesterday. And when you look at the Pro Football Focus grades, and if you just watch with your eyes, Baker Mayfield wasn't entirely the problem. He made the throws down the stretch. He could have maybe made some better versions of those throws, but he wasn't helped at all by his receivers. That fumble that Landry had, the drop that Hooper had on a throw that probably should have been better early on. Baker Mayfield is... Here's a problem with the Cleveland Browns this year. There are no big explosive passing plays. Last year, all those big explosive passing plays were when you rolled Baker Mayfield out of the pocket. And I don't think they're doing that because they want to protect the quarterback. Because I saw Case Keenum in the flesh, trust me. We want to have the conjecture and do the reactionary stuff. Case Keenum can't throw beyond 6 yards. There's zero zip on those balls. He'll do the things within a game to maybe win you that. And I heard people saying he won't make the mistake. Dude fumbled at the one. And we were just lucky enough to recover that ball. So Baker Mayfield, even this diluted version of himself, is better than Case Keenum. But he's not very good right now. And the Browns needed a really good quarterback to rise above all the things that were working against him, be it injury or ineffectiveness and lacking in execution and discipline. And ultimately, Ben Roethlisberger and his backup tight end made the play that Baker Mayfield and his perennial Pro Bowl wide receiver Jarvis Landry couldn't.
But that was the difference. I'm just not certain what you do and how you address that contract in
the offseason. Yeah, it's tough, man, especially if he's going to play this entire year, which is why he's playing. If he had that contract secured, maybe he opts for the offseason surgery.
Does that make you angry?
No. I think the
because
Browns
he is
best
playing,
chance to win.
He's playing in part for the team, but he's also playing in part for himself. And maybe he shouldn't be playing, I think, is what people are probably thinking and saying.
The Browns have to capitalize on this window before they pay him that kind of money. Everybody wants to push Baker Mayfield out the door. You know where I stand on that. I had 20 years in the wilderness in a Siberian winter of losing. And I'm not ready to push someone as good as Baker Mayfield out the door just because he's not Aaron Rodgers. I think you can win with him, but he's got to be better.
Smitty, what are you laughing at?
The Siberian wilderness of not having a quarterback for 20 years.
I've been there.
I was down.
But now I have one.
Exactly. You have Mike White. Yeah. I was pretty down in the dumps about the Steelers a couple weeks ago before I declared that they were all the way back after beating the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football.
Uh-huh.
And now I had a little bit of a spring in my step this morning. And I don't think the Steelers are going to be in the Super Bowl. They might make a wild card game. They might lose it horrifically. They might not even make it. I don't even care. They're just better than I thought they would be. And beating Cleveland makes me really happy.
It's all about expectations. Life
exactly.
is all about expectations. That's the problem with the Dolphins of Brian Flores. 10 wins, right? He appears to be buttoned up. They have draft capital. They do, Mike.
I think they got bigger problems.
Mike,
than
I said earlier this year.
Expectations. They're bad for anybody's expectations.
The Dolphins were so set up in my mind that I said earlier this season, if you allowed me to be a head coach in the NFL for the next 10 years, I think I'd choose the Dolphins organization because the GM appears to be very good at his job, Chris Greer, and the Dolphins have all the draft picks, and I thought Tua would be good, and it has turned so quickly. It's amazing. where you have a guy, Brian Flores, who everyone was raving about, to a guy that most Dolphin fans today would fire if given the opportunity. And that's how quickly it turns in the NFL. You know, you're the Titans, and one second you're the favorite to the AFC, the next second you lose Derrick Henry and you're out. You're the Bengals. One second you think you're a really good football team, the next second you're losing to the New York Jets. The NFL is the craziest, and it's why it's the best, and it's why I love it. I mean, it's just your emotions fluctuate so much quarter to quarter.
I felt last year we were so certain that Flores was the right guy for this team, that he was a good coach, and working with Chris Greer, who'd made some aggressive trades and started amassing this draft capital, that when you were looking, Sugatz was right. That was a real conversation. When you take a when you look at the landscape of the NFL, who would you like to be for the next 10 years? Miami Dolphins were very well positioned.
They were.
And all the wheels fell off. All of them. And now I'm not certain about Brian Flores being a good coach.
Weird.
And I think Chris Greer might be getting fired. And I don't want anything to do with the Dolphins. And if you're sticking me with them for 10 years, no thank you.
Sean's coming, though, so.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I don't understand how things can change so quickly.
The Chiefs.
Look at the Chiefs. Look at the Titans. Right. The guy's out for the year, but he played yesterday, the entire game.
I know.
Suffered a potentially season-ending injury, but it wasn't a game-ending injury. I'm so confused.
You think Andy Reid's thinking, you know what? Maybe USC. Maybe they should have asked me. I wish Tomlin was right. I wish they would ask me.
That's why Tomlin, by the way, gets upset when he's asked that question. He's just such a good coach. Mike, he's 5-0 off a bye.
Today's not the day to be saying that after the fake field goal.
That fake field goal was one of the worst calls.
It was so bad. But
it was so bad.
But you know what? Credit to Tomlin, because after the game, he was like, you know what? That was my fault, and it was stupid. And I appreciate a coach who can own up to their mistakes. So I'm on the Tomlin bandwagon. But, oof.
I feel pretty confident in saying, even over Belichick, I would choose Mike Tomlin to be my coach if I had to choose one coach. Even over Belichick, I feel pretty confident in saying that. Roethlisberger is done, and he's still winning football games. And when Roethlisberger got hurt, Mason bleeping Rudolph was his quarterback.
Duck Hodges. We always talk about Mason Rudolph. We never get to talk about Duck Hodges.
Like, there are certain guys who know how to galvanize and bring together a locker room and get people to play for him. Not for the team, not for the victories, for him. They don't want to let him down. Some guys have that ability, and it appears that Tomlin has that ability.
You know, I agree. I would rather play for Mike Tomlin. Bill Belichick just seems like he's so, like, negative and unhappy and just so boring and, like, face snap. Like, chat book.
Burn.
Like, it's not, I don't like it. It's not, I mean, not for me.
It took Gronk's passion away from the game, and he
exactly
would rather retire than play for Bill Belichick ever again.
The whole do your job thing? Yeah. I don't want to do my job.
No. Exactly.
I know where your expectations
more
are.
Days more days off. More days off. More days off.
Unlimited PTO.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.